We are continuing our shiurim on Inyanei Parah Aduma, and we're talking about an important topic tonight that relates to the way that we treat the actual animal. So at this point, if we're going through what we've seen so far, we've already learned about how we buy the Parah Aduma. The money comes from the Trumas Halishka. The money is going to come from the Machzah Shekel. We're going to buy it just like we buy, or similar to the way that we buy many karbanos. We learned a lot about the nature of the Parah Aduma. We learned about how there's a psul of Baal Mum in Parah Aduma. We learned about Mechusar Zman, how old the animal has to be for you to be able to purchase it. And we've learned other halachas about the exact way in which it works, and in particular, how exactly it relates to carbon-like status and things, how much it has a carbon-like status and things like that. But we're talking about something, and last week we spoke about the para itself, so we spoke about how it has to also be red, and what it means that it has to be red, and the length of hairs, if it's black, and an interesting Reb Chaim that we had discussed and learned together last week. Tonight we're talking about something which is very basic and fundamental to Parah Aduma. It starts with the Mefurish Pasuk, and then Chazal build from there. Hopefully we'll have the opportunity tonight to, again, have two main sections. One's going to be just like basic dinim and basic halachos, and then we'll try to raise a chakira. I didn't see it anywhere, but I think it makes sense to ask this question, and we'll talk about three or so nafkaminas that emerge from it. So let's get going. The Torah tells us in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, Zos Chukas HaTorah Shetziva Hashem Lemor, Dabar al B'nei Yisrael V'yikluei Lecha Parah Aduma Tamima. You're supposed to take a Parah Aduma that's Tamima, Chazal Darsh, which last week has to be Tamim in its redness, like very, very red. Asher Ein Bamum, it has no blemishes. We spoke about in that part of the Pasuk why we need that. If Parah is really like a carbon, why have the Chiddush of Asher Ein Bamum? That question some of the Rishonim ask. And now the pasuk concludes with Asher Lo Allah Aleha Ol, that the Parah Aduma has to be a Parah Aduma upon which there is never a yoke. There is never something sort of placed on top of that Parah Aduma. The Gemara in Sota and Daf Mem Vav, it's already clear from the Mishnayos in the second parak of Meseches Parah that the Mishnayos teach us that that not only can you not put an actual ol, a burden, on top of Parah Aduma, but you're actually not allowed to do any avoda with the Parah Aduma. You're not allowed to do any avoda with this Parah. It has to be designated, it has to be separate, and you can't do the normal work that you may do with an animal, you're not allowed to do with a Parah Aduma. What's the mucker that you're not allowed to do any avoda with a Parah Aduma? So the Gemara in Sota and Daf Mem Vav quotes two different deos about this. One deya is it's an internal Parah Aduma halacha. We say Asher lo ala aleha ol, ol aimli ela ol shar avodas minayin, tamid lomar v'asher lo ala aleha ol mikol makom, ma tamid lomar ol posel b'chadav v'chule. That the Gemara darshins from the psukim of Parah Aduma that not only is it a din dafka and ol, but it's really any kind of avoda. The other deya in the Gemara Maseches Sota, it's not an internal drasha found in Parah Aduma, but rather it is a lima that we have from Egla Arufa. We compare Egla Arufa to Parah Aduma. Now that comparison makes a lot of sense. We spoke about this in earlier weeks. Both of them have this semi-carbon-like status, which takes it through a lot of different halachos. And therefore, the Gemara says, just like Egla Arufa, you're not allowed to do any avoda with that animal. In the case of Egla Arufa, when you find a dead body in between cities, then Zikni Ha'ir come out. So too when it comes to Parah Aduma. That is just a little bit of basic background. So you're not allowed to do any avoda with a Parah Aduma. You're not allowed to not only put an ol on it, put a burden or a yoke on it, the way that Chumash describes, but you really can't do any avoda at all, either because we learn from Parah Aduma or because we learn from an internal drasha from the world of Parah Aduma itself. The Gemara asks an interesting question. The Gemara says, well, if really all avodas are pasul, so why would Chumash mention dafka mefurash that you can't put a yoke on it? If really they're all pasul, so why is the Gemara formulating one of them more explicitly? So the Gemara says in Maseches Sota, well, there's a difference. Even though not only putting a yoke on, but also putting on doing all avodas is aser, so why dafka mention ol? So the Gemara darshins, ol is posel bein b'shas avoda, bein shalo b'shas avoda. putting a yoke on the animal that ruins the animal, whether it's a time of avoda or not a time of avoda. Doing melacha, shara avodas, only passels it when it's actually shas avoda. So other avodas only passel when it's shas avoda. What that exactly means is not so clear. There are three shitas in Rishonim. What exactly that means? The shita of Rashi, the shita of the Rash, and the shita of the Rambam. I'll say them out quickly. If you get it, great. If not, it's really not so critical for now. But if you want a nice summary of the shitos, so there are a couple places. Number one, Rav Chaim Kanievsky wrote a sefer on Inyani Egla Rufa called Nachal Esan. So he has a summary of it there in the sefer Nachal Esan. Also, the sefer Sha'arei Das, we referenced last week, is a very good sefer of on Inyani Tumei V'Tahara. So he also, it's source number 20 on the sheet, the Sha'arei Das, he pointed the difference between them. When is Ola a problem as opposed to other things? So the Rambam writes very simply that Ola is a problem even before the animal does anything. As opposed to other avodas, where if I get the animal all ready to do the avoda, but it hasn't yet begun actually doing the avoda, it's not going to be a problem. So putting the burden on before I've actually like used it for anything or it's accomplished anything automatically becomes aser. Other things only once I actually use it. Rashi understands the differences whether using it in a set way or more of a cry, more of a temporary way, that ol's a problem no matter what. But other avodas may only be a problem, Rashi understands. If it's derech arai or things like that, it may not be the biggest deal. But we'll get to the Rashi hopefully a little bit later. But that's just a little bit of background. You're not allowed to do any avoda with the parah aduma. You can't put a burden on, you can't put a yoke on him. You're also not allowed to do any avoda. We may learn that from Egla Rufa. That's very, very important. There's one additional halacha which the Gemara darshins in Meseches Pesachim. I want to speak about how the Gemara says it out and what we're not sure of. We know, many of us know, because we spoke about it, some of us on Daf Beis in Baba Basra, and in this year, a couple of years ago, we spoke about it at length. There are a couple areas in halacha where it's not enough just to do an action, but you also require ratzon of the bialim. You also require that the owner, or at least presumably the bialim, are happy or content, whatever the right word would be, with the particular act happening. We'll give two examples. One that we spoke about earlier in the year is the example of kilayim. It may not be enough, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, it may not be enough, or it's Mishnah kilayim, it may not be enough just that the things mix together in kili hakerem. It has to be that I have to have yeyish or nichusa. I have to be okay the stuff mixed together, and that's going to make it kilayim. So if my stuff happens to the kilayim and the kerem and the tvua are mixing together, but I don't know of it yet, and once I find out about it, I get rid of it, it's not going to become kilayim. In some areas of halacha, you also require the bialim to be happy with it. The other example is something called hechsher tumah. Hechsher tumah, that's something with Tosfos quotes of Bezim, Bezim Baba Basra, we referenced that also. Hechsher tumah means that in order for food to become tame, there has to be one of the seven mashkin, different liquids, it has to have gotten wet. The food has to have gotten wet for it to become tame. Once it gets wet, now the food can become tame. Why was a shiur we spoke about, I think, 4 years ago. What exactly is the... But getting wet on its own is not enough. It has to be that the bialim are... There's a certain ratzon, a certain nichusa, that the bialim are happy that it happens to have gotten wet. The Gemara darshins a similar halacha in regards to para aduma's avoda. That for avoda to pasel para aduma, it could be it's not enough just that the avoda occurred, but it's possible that the bialim have to also be content, have nichusa, the Gemara darshins, for that avoda to have happened. The Gemara itself, I believe, talks about it in one particular context, and what's not so clear but other contexts. The context that the Gemara is talking about is the following. What if the avoda happens, not the bialim specifically had the animal do it, but it happened mimela? It just happened to be on its own. The animal started doing certain kinds of avodas, certain things fall on the animal, start doing certain avodas. So that's what the Gemara is speaking about. If the Gemara says, if something happened mimela, the animal just started doing malacha, that's only going to passel the animal if I had nichusa. If I was content and I was happy that the animal was doing that avoda. It is not so clear, I believe the Achronim are not so clear about this, whether that's also true in all cases of Avodah. Like, let's say I would do the Avodah directly with the animal. Do we also require a degree of Nichusa? Do we say there's like an implicit Nichusa? On some level, I'm doing it? Or is Nichusa really not so critical if it's done really biyadayim? But let me just... the halacha that we learn, which is most important, at least in certain cases, in order for avodah to pasul a para aduma, you have to be content. There has to be ratzon of the bialim that it took place. That is all just the basic halachos. Some of the stuff I imagine we're probably less familiar with. It is possible. But let's just chazer what we said so far. Para aduma. Torah says you can't put a yoke on a para aduma. The Gemara Darshan is not only can you not put a yoke on, you can't put anything on it, you can't do any malachas with para aduma. Number two, yoke, putting an ol on may be different than most avodas. Most avodas only ruin it if you did it b'shas avoda. The ol is going to be a problem, even shalo b'shas avoda, not so clear exactly what that means. Three-way manachalik be shown it. Last, in certain cases at least, and maybe even in all cases, I believe, this is a little less clear for me, but at least in certain cases, for sure, if the para aduma is going to become aser, you have to have nichusa or ratzon of the bialim. You have to be happy and content that the avodah took place. As far as clarity, one, two, and three on this. Yeah, we'll get there in a second. The owner of the para aduma. For now, yeah. It's like, yeah. No. I'll point out even as an aside. The Tovot has a kasha, the Ritva, Rav Chanan in the end of Kovitz Ar, talking about this for a different halacha. He's asking, why would there ever be ratzon of bialim? Paraduma, even just let's get more basic than this. Paraduma is worth a lot of money, and any avoda that you would possibly be doing with the paraduma, there's no way that it's actually worth the loss of this now not being kosher for paraduma. So Tovot asks in Bamitzia, it's a really associated Tovot with a lot of different discussions that we'll reference in a little bit. But Tovot says, how can there be? How exactly could this work? Like, why would anyone ever want to do this? Hare, you end up really losing a decent. You end up really losing a decent amount. Okay, so I want to now deal with one question about this general iser. It's a question that I didn't see any achorim ask explicitly. But they ask about Hechsher Tumma, and they ask about Kilayim, and it makes a lot of sense, I think, to ask it here also. And then we'll talk about some Nafkaminas, because the same machlokes that we find there, we find here also. The following question. The need for Nichusa. How would we describe this? We saw this about Kilayim also. It's necessary. Is it more of like an external Tanai? It's not really that fundamental. Avodah pasuls, just there's this like external requirement that you require das of the ratzon of the bialim. Or is it possible? This Reb Chaim asked this question about Hechsher Tumma and Nichus and Kilayim. That maybe it's not just this like external requirement or Gezeiras HaKasev, but maybe in many ways it becomes definitional. It becomes a critical element of, one way of saying it, almost like the Iker Mechayiv or the Iker Hagdara of Avoda or the Shem Para Aduma. This is not just something which is external. The animal has to have Avoda. Avoda can't be done and you have to be okay with it. Like, to check the box that I'm okay with it. That it's really a fundamental part of the psul itself. I'll give you like maybe one nafgamina, and hopefully this can be like one way of saying it. It's not really called avoda so long as you aren't really, as you don't have nichusa. It's not really, it's much more critical and much more fundamental. I'll give you a nafkamina, which hopefully can clarify it a little bit. The following question. Let's say avoda is done with it, but at the time of the avoda, there's no nichusa. The nichusa is only done at a later stage. It's a later stage after it already happened. Then I find out about it and I say, you know what? I'm content that that happened. But it didn't happen. It didn't happen b'shas avoda itself. It didn't happen at the time itself where it was going on. What would we say? The Ramban writes in Bava Metzia and Daf Lamed that the Nichusa, the Ratzon, the guy being good with it, has to happen Bishas Avoda itself. However, Tosfos in Bava Metzia is Mesupak about this. Tosfos in Bava Metzia is not sure. Does it have to happen at the time? What would happen if later on I would decide that I was okay with it? So I think one way of saying it out is in the following way. If you understand that Avoda is really what passels it. Avoda is the problem, just there is a Gezeris HaKasav, the Gemara Darshit, that has to require Ratzon, but it's not so critical or fundamental. It's an external Tanai. So then you're much more likely to suggest something along the lines of what Tosfos says. Maybe it doesn't have to happen when the Avoda happens. Maybe so long as eventually I sort of check it off and I say that I'm okay, so maybe that's fine. But if you understand that, I'll try to say it even clearer now, that the purpose of the Nichusa, one way of saying it, it's only really called Avoda when the owner wants it to happen. One way of saying it, without that, is just called the animal doing random things. That in many ways what may contribute to its shame Avoda is the fact that he's into it. So Yitachin, what the Ramban says, makes a lot of sense. That the only time that there can really be a psul of Avoda is when at the time of the Avoda, you're really aware of what happens. At the time of the Avoda, you're really cognizant of what's going on. That maybe at least that's one way of saying it, why it would have to happen at the same time. As far as clarity on the question a little bit, I got 1, 2, and 3 as far as that. Okay. I'll give you a second nafkamina that hopefully can clarify even for, maybe the nafkamina will be helpful also. The Gemara Maseches Gittin and the Gemara Maseches Baba Kama tells as follows. Let's say you're a jerk and there's a guy that you're jealous of who has a Parah Aduma. And you're thinking, I don't want him to be wealthy. I want to, ruin his Parah. So what's the best way to ruin his Parah? Have his Parah. Do Avoda. You do Avoda with Paras Chaveiro. It's what you're going to do. So what's the halacha here? So the Gemara Maseches Gittin brings it up, another Daf Beis issue, in the context of Hezek She'eno Nikar. Because is this called Hezek Nikar, Hezek She'eno Nikar? It's an intriguing question. But maybe it's called Eino Nikar. I can't look at the animal and tell. It's not discernible in the animal whether Avodah necessarily was done to it or not. That's the definition. For sure it works. So the Gemara says, the halacha would be that you are Pater B'dinei Adam, Chayav B'dinei Shamayim. If I would do it, I'm Pater in Dinei Adam. But in Dinei Shamayim, Latzeis, Yidei Shamayim, there may be an Indian to pay. What's clear in the Gemara, though, is that I have the ability to aser my friend's para. I have the ability to aser my friend's para. When your friend does avoda on the para, so who has to supply the nichusa and the ratzon? Whose nichusa and ratzon is necessary? Is it of the bailim? The real owner of the animal has to be happy with it. Maybe less likely in this case. Or is it sufficient for the, or is it the guy who does the avoda that has to be nichusa nis avoda? He has to be happy there, but the one who's actually more involved in it. Who has to supply if someone else is doing the avoda? Is it the owner or is the person doing it? You find the same question, the Rashba Maseches Chulin and Daf Lamed Aleph, about Hechsher Tumah. If I get your food wet, so whose ratzon do we need? Me or you? It's a nafkmina there in that sugya. Toth was in Bav Metzia, is also Mistapik, has two deyas about this question also. Tova says, well, how can you ruin your friend's para? Says Tosfos. I don't get it. Here, it's source number 12 on the sheet. He says, how can you do it? Havadeh lo nicha lehu lebailim. The bailim aren't happy with it. So Tova gives two answers. Yesh lomar, to go into hayah shutaf. The only time that you could pass your friend's things, well, he may not have ratzon, but if I'm a partner with him in the animal, you need ratzon of the bailim. This is a case where I'm also the bailim, but you really do require ratzon of the bailim. His second answer, no. Lo be'ina nichusa de bailim, rak nichusa de osa milacha. The nichusa that you need is not of the bailim, but rather it's the person who is doing the avodah itself. So what's this probably, what's this going to be based on? So it's not a muhrach nafkamina, but I think it's thought-provoking. If you understand it's an external tanai, happens to be, especially if the external tanai doesn't have to take place even, bishas avoda. So who do you think probably has to supply the nichusa? I would think, I don't think it's mukhrak, it's probably a little bit to MS, whoever the gezeiros hakasav seems to indicate has to do it, because it's really an external tanai. If you're asking me, I would think, especially if it's divorced from the time of the actual avoda, let's say you hold it could happen, you know, much later, I would think it's probably the bailim that has to have that check, that has to be the person that supplies it. It's not about the avoda per se, it's a halacha that there has to be ratzon surrounding it, but it's not mukhrak at all. But if the purpose of the nichusa is that the nichusa is part of what is definitional to the shem avoda, the nichusa is part of what defines this as being called avoda for para aduma, so then what would I think? Who has to supply it? I think there's an excellent chance the guy doing the avoda, at least maybe the one who's koveya, that this is called a ma'is avoda. Is it mukhrach? No. Could be a ma'is avoda and the bailim have to do it, for sure. But if it's really a din in the avoda itself, then I am much more likely to be able to understand why the guy doing the avoda, he may be the one who defines it a little bit. Again, the same question that Reb Chaim asks by Hechsher Tuma, is the ratzon like external to it being? The same question by Kilaim that many of us saw. It's really about the mixture. That's the oser. The nichusa is an external halacha. If it's external, maybe it could take place at a later time. If it's external, maybe we're not sure who could supply it. Maybe we don't know for sure. If you understand, though, that the purpose of the nichusa is that this is how we define avoda and para. Avoda is not just doing work. Avoda, what creates the Isser, is also my nichusa is a fundamental part of the Isser. We understand why it may have to happen b'shas avoda, and maybe we understand why you could argue at least the Oved is the one who's koveya this as the kind of avoda. That's really where the Isser is going to come. As far as general clarity so far, 1, 2, and 3. Okay, yeah. How can this random guy be amazing. Third nafkamina. Ena demoser davar she'eno shalo. I'm loving it. No, it is really. You shouldn't ask that question. This is going to require us also to remember some Kilayim stuff because it's all the same conversation. It's the same nafkamina that many of us saw in Kilayim. Just now it's in a different sugya. Following. The Mishnah Mesachas Kilayim tells us that if he's some tanayim, there is a klal ein adam oser davar she'eno shalo. What does it mean, ein adam oser? This is just good chazara, but this is one of the ways that we remember things. Things come up again. Ein adam oser davar. What? A viral curriculum. Very good. Ein adam oser. I didn't plan this out. This is called, was like, I don't know. Ein adam oser davar she'eno shalo. I can't oser something that's not mine. That's why some tanaim say, I can't oser your tevua maybe for kilayim, not so pasha, because I can't asa your stuff for kilayim. Or another example that some give, if I bow down to your animal, maybe I can't asa your animal because ein adam oser davar she'eno shalo. The Rishonim asked the question, well, that's not really true, ein adam oser davar she'eno shalo, because if you are grilling and I'm still a jerk and I'm jealous and I pour a lot of milk on your meat and it cooks together, that's called basar b'chalav. And that's going to be aser. What about ein adam oser davar she'eno shalo? I can't aser your stuff. So that's a question that the Rishonim asked. Tothos and Yevamos and Daf Pei Gimel asked that question. The Rosh and Mesechas Kilayim asked that question. When do we say ein adam oser davar she'eno shalo? When do we not say it? I can't aser your stuff for avodah zarah, but I could aser your meat. So when do we say it, when do we not say it? There are a couple answers in Rishonim that we saw. One answer is the following, which Tofos, many of the Baal Tofos have it, as follows. It depends on the Isser. It depends on the Isser. Anything which is an Isser Maisa, an Isser about physical actions, Isser of Maisa, then I can also your stuff. Basar b'chalav is about the mixture of meat and milk. So if I mix meat and milk, it's aser. Any iser, which is fundamentally an iser of machshava, so then I can't aser your stuff. What's an example of an iser of machshava? Avodah zarah. Stam, just going like this, not about what makes the avodah zarah. My intent to bow down to it, it may be more of an iser of machshava. Okay. What? Avoda of Para Aduma. That's an Isser Maisa or an Isser Machshava? Is it an Isser Maisa because it's about the act of Avoda? Or would we categorize it as an Isser Machshava because it requires Das? It requires Nichusa of the Bailim. Isser Machshava or Isser Maisa? I don't remember recording this in Daf Beis, and if we didn't, I'm sorry, because it would be so helpful for right now. It could be Hechsher Tuma is not the same as Kelayim for this. Even though they both require, this is a Kelayim point, there's Shmuel quotes in Daf Beis from Kelayim, even though both have Machshava and a Maisa, Hechsher Tuma is about getting wet and having ruts on that it happens. And Kelayim is about mixtures and about Nichus, the ruts that it happens. It's not so clear that they are both Isser Maiser Machshava. What defines something as Isser Maiser or Machshava? Not external requirements, but it has to be the Oser itself. What really creates the Isser, the Iker Isser? That's going to be the question. So what is Kilayim? What's Para Aduma? Para Aduma is more of a Maisa, or is Para Aduma more of a Machshava? So that's an interesting question. The Rash in Meseches Kilayim seems to take sides with this. The Rash says, how can you say, see if I can find it, how can you say that it's that the difference between when we say Adam Oser Ein Oser is based on Machshava and Maisa? That makes no sense. I can Asa your Para Aduma, and Para Aduma is an Iser of Machshava, V'lo Yitachin. Da'arei Ha'Oser Malacha B'mei Chatas Uvit Paras Chatas Depater V'chuli Alma Oser Afal Gav de Talay b'machshava. Says the Rash, Para Aduma, Avoda Para Aduma is an Isser of Machshava. Therefore, he rejects some of the Balei HaTosfos. Why does he define it as Isser of Machshava? Because the Machshava, the Ratzon, the Nichusa, is not just an external Tanai, but rather it is fundamental. And you could say it differently also. But it's fundamental to the definition of this Isser. The Machshava plays a dominant role in answering this. What do the other Balei HaTosfos say? The Balei HaTosfos that say, Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eino She'lo, with something with Tali and Machshava. If Ein Adam Oser, whenever it's based on Machshava, I'm sorry, this is like very, very in-depth. If Ein Adam Oser was something based in Machshava, so then how come you can answer Para Aduma with Malacha? Elamai, what must be the case? Maybe doing avoda with Para Aduma isn't an Isser of Machshava. Maybe it's an Isser of Maisa. What's the Isser of Maisa? Doing the avoda. But doesn't it require Ratzon? It does. That's an external Tanai. The way we're going to be Magdir, the Isser, we're Magdir the Isser as an Isser of Machshava. I want to just chazer so things can hopefully be a little bit clear, and then we'll take questions afterwards. We tried tonight to do the following. I'm sorry if this was like a little bit more involved. I honestly don't know because I'm so tired right now that it's hard for me to say. I don't know. The following. When it comes to Para Aduma, so then you can't put a burden on it, can't put a yoke on it, sorry, and you also can't do malacha with it. Machlokas and Chazal, where we learned that from Egar Rufer on its own. We saw also that it's different between an ol and stam avodas. Stam avodas only aser if it's b'shas avoda. But if you're doing it shelo b'shas avoda, that's not a problem, as opposed to ol, which is always going to be a problem. We saw there's a halacha that sometimes to aser para aduma, you also, when you do malacha, you also require ratzon or nichusa of the bailin. And we wanted to understand the nature of that requirement. Is that requirement just an external tanai? Like, The mashal I gave for this chakira we did in Shir is like when you get your license in Israel, so there's like 7 steps before you get your license. Some of those steps are like fundamental to getting your license, like maybe an eye exam or the road test. Those things seem more fundamental. Some of those things are like necessary requirements, but not fundamental. Going to like the post office 3 times to have them like check something is not like fundamental to getting your license. It's like a necessary prerequisite. You have to like pay a certain money to check it off. So you wanted to know the requirement for Nichusa and Raton for Kalayim, like how are you going to categorize it? It's in the level, it's in the category of external requirement, or it's really like more fundamental. This Raton is part of the Isser itself, and one way we said it is maybe it's even what helps us be Magdir, like what's really called, what kind of Avoda is Aser. It contributes to the Shem Avoda, something along the lines, probably different ways of formulating it. We pointed out a couple of Nafkaminas. When do you need Nichusa or Raton? Bishas Avoda, it's really part of the Oser. Or if I do it external later on, is that considered to be okay? The Ramban, Tobas and Bamitia. Number 2, what if someone else is ruining your stuff? Do I have to do it or can someone else do it? What that may, maybe that's Taliana. And the third question, end of the day, are we categorizing this for the Rishonim as an Isser of Maisa, because I did Avoda, or as an Isser of Machshava, because it requires Das? Which relates to the question, at least potentially, what role does the Ratzon, everyone agrees that there has to be Ratzon there, but what role is it playing? Is it just external, or is it really itself part of the Maisa? For those of us, again, that did some of this stuff, and we learned the Kalayim stuff, then maybe there's, or if you're here 4 years ago, which is no one, for the Hakdama to Taros Shirim, so then maybe some of this stuff connects a little bit, but hopefully some good insight. But as I said, next week, we're going to speak about the actual process now of what we do with the Paraduma, and we'll be able to hopefully build from there. In 2 weeks, I don't know if this is like a factor, I don't know why it should be, in 2 weeks, I think I will not be here on Thursday night. So if any of you really have schedules that exist for 2 weeks from now, and this year determines that schedule, so which I, you know, that's wonderful and inspiring. So then just please know that. Have a great night.